Gang fights, drug deals, and assaults are just a few of the multiple stories residents shared Monday about living in the Skyline Apartments on the north side of Syracuse. The city hosted a nuisance abatement hearing as part of the legal process to require safety and security improvements at the 365-unit complex. Sandy Torrey Bell is the niece of Connie Torrey, the elderly woman found murdered in her apartment in March. She says conditions at Skyline are dangerous and unsanitary.
Nuisance is the operative legal term being used today, but that falls short of accurately describing the utterly deplorable conditions at the Skyline. Any actions taken against the Green National will not bring our aunt back or lessen the pain associated with her death. However, we are also here today to support the tenants' needs for improved, cleaner, safer conditions at the Skyline so that another tragedy does not happen.
What I've personally dealt with Skyline is I had a naked man at my door. Not once, not twice, but three times. He literally told me he was going to rape me, and there was nothing I could do about it.
But the one thing I ask is that we all be allowed to live in our apartments at the Skyline in peace and safety. That's all we ask. Thank you.
That was Skyline resident Larry Fuller. We also heard from president of the Tenants Association, Katrina Weston, and Vincent Parham. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.